All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling spirituality in 2024.
Sounds too intriguing.
It is. We're using this article from The Spiritual Seek called The Pursuit of Spirituality in 2024. It's really about, you know, how are people actually finding meaning in this crazy world?
Right.
We'll be looking at some fascinating trends like virtual reality meditation, spirituality meeting activism.
Oh.
Even how nature is like making a comeback as this spiritual force.
I'm really excited to dig into this. One of the things that struck me about the article was how it emphasizes the personal nature of spirituality today. It's not so much about rigid doctrines.
Right.
It's more about this individual search for something bigger, you know, beyond ourselves, beyond like traditional religion.
It really does feel like there's a shift happening. The article talks about this decline of organized religion and this rise of like personalized spirituality. What's causing this change?
Well, the article points to a few things. One is disillusionment with traditional institutions. A lot of it stems from, you know, those high-profile scandals. You see it with certain religious figures and organizations. Really erodes trust, you know.
Yeah, it makes you think, maybe for some folks, it's not about rejecting spirituality altogether. It's more about seeking a genuine connection, but outside those established structures.
Absolutely. And the article also highlights how exposure to diverse cultures plays a role. With globalization, people are encountering all sorts of different beliefs and practices.
That's true.
It encourages them to explore and kind of find what resonates with them personally.
Right, like a global spiritual buffet.
Yeah.
But beyond external factors, the article also talks about personal experiences shaping this shift.
Yes, exactly. And this is where practices like meditation or being in nature come in. More and more people are finding these profound insights through these direct experiences.
Like a connection to something deeper within themselves and with the world around them.
Exactly. Outside of any formal doctrines.
It's about that inner knowing. Now, this is where things get super interesting. The article talks about technology actually playing a role in spiritual practices.
It is fascinating, right?
Yeah.
And it's important to remember that this isn't just slapping a spiritual label on a gadget. It's about how technology can deepen these practices and make them more accessible.
I see.
You know, take virtual reality meditation. Imagine being able to immerse yourself in this serene virtual environment, completely free from distractions.
It's like a high-tech escape from the noise of the world.
Yeah.
But does it offer something like uniquely different from traditional meditation?
Well, VR can incorporate biofeedback, giving you real-time data on your physiological responses during meditation.
Oh, wow.
This feedback can help you understand how your body's reacting to different techniques.
That's amazing.
It can guide you toward like deeper relaxation and focus.
So it's almost like having a personal meditation coach built right into the technology.
In a way, yes. But beyond these individual applications, technology is also changing how we connect on a spiritual level. Think about it. Online communities, social media platforms.
Right.
These are allowing people to connect with like-minded individuals, share insights, explore different beliefs, even if they're like thousands of miles apart.
That's like a global spiritual network.
Mm-hmm.
We're breaking down those geographical barriers that might have isolated seekers in the past.
Exactly. Technology is really reshaping how we connect spiritually, creating new possibilities for dialogue and shared exploration.
Now, speaking of spiritual practices gaining traction, mindfulness seems to have really hit the mainstream.
Absolutely. And the article connects this to a growing awareness of mental health.
I can see that.
Mindfulness is no longer seen as just a relaxation technique. It's about building resilience, managing stress.
Right.
And developing that self-awareness to handle the challenges of modern life.
Yeah, like a mental fitness routine for the 21st century.
I like that. And what's fascinating is how it's being integrated everywhere. Schools, workplaces, even healthcare providers are recommending it for well-being.
So it's becoming this holistic tool.
Exactly. And this growing awareness of our inner landscape seems to be connected to another trend, nature-based spirituality.
Yes, back to nature. I think so many of us can relate to feeling that sense of peace when we're out in nature.
Definitely.
But the article suggests it goes beyond a simple appreciation for natural beauty.
Right. The article links this resurgence to rising environmental concerns. As we become more aware of the planet's fragility, we seek solace in nature. We're rekindling that ancient bond between humanity and the natural world.
Practices like ecotherapy are getting more popular. Spending time in nature for therapeutic purposes.
Exactly.
So it's more than just taking a walk in the woods to clear your head.
Right.
It's about a deeper spiritual connection with the natural world. What does that even mean for someone exploring this? Like, what does it look like to find that spiritual meaning in nature?
You know, it's different for everyone. But a lot of people describe a sense of awe and wonder, of interconnectedness, when they're immersed in nature.
I can see that.
They find meaning in the cycles of life and death, the vastness of the cosmos, the beauty of a single leaf, even. It's about recognizing the sacredness in the natural world and feeling like you belong to something much larger.
That feeling of being a part of something grand, timeless. Now, the article takes a really interesting turn here, talking about the intersection of spirituality and social justice.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that connection.
It's fascinating. The article points out how many global movements, like those fighting for climate justice, racial equality,
right,
they're drawing on spiritual principles like compassion, empathy, interconnectedness.
It's fueling their work, inspiring action.
Exactly.
So it's not just about personal growth. It's about channeling those spiritual values into creating a better world.
Absolutely.
Can you give us some examples of how this plays out?
Sure. Let's look at climate justice movements. Many of them draw inspiration from indigenous traditions, emphasizing the interconnectedness of all beings,
right,
and the responsibility to care for the earth. It's recognizing that our actions have consequences for everything.
We're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
Our well-being is connected to the well-being of the planet.
Precisely. And in the fight for racial justice, we see activists embracing love, forgiveness, nonviolence, often rooted in spiritual teachings. These principles provide strength and resilience.
So it's about using these values, not just for personal comfort, but as a driving force for a more just society.
Exactly. That's where we see the real power of spirituality today. It's not just about personal transformation.
Right.
It's about applying those insights to create positive change.
It's inspiring to see spirituality as a catalyst for action, for making the world a better place.
Definitely.
But the article also acknowledges this journey isn't always easy. There are challenges.
It's true. It's important to be honest about that.
It highlights a few that seekers might encounter. One of the first is information overload.
Right.
There's so much information out there. Ancient texts, online forums, influencers. It can be overwhelming trying to sift through it all.
It really is. With so many voices, it's easy to get caught up in trends, follow paths that might not be authentic. It takes discernment to navigate all that and find your own truth.
So how do we do that? How do we develop that inner compass?
That's a great question. It's something we'll explore more in the next part.
Okay.
But for now, I think it's crucial to just acknowledge these challenges and be aware of those potential pitfalls.
Recognizing the obstacles is the first step.
Exactly. And despite these challenges, the pursuit of spirituality offers these incredible opportunities for growth, connection.
Right.
It's a journey worth taking.
It definitely feels like there's a lot to unpack here. We've explored the evolving definition of spirituality, the shift away from organized religion.
Uh-huh.
That unexpected role of technology, the mainstreaming of mindfulness,
yeah,
the resurgence of nature-based practices, the inspiring intersection of spirituality and social justice.
Definitely.
And we've touched upon those challenges, like information overload, staying grounded. But before we dive into those challenges and offer tips for navigating them, we'll take a quick break. Stay tuned for the next part, where we continue exploring the complexities of spirituality in 2024.
Welcome back to our exploration of spirituality in 2024. Before the break, we were talking about some of the challenges modern spiritual seekers face. That feeling of being overwhelmed by all the information out there.
It's like a spiritual jungle. You can easily lose your way.
It really is. Navigating that jungle requires, you know, discernment.
Right.
Learning to trust your intuition, identifying what truly speaks to you personally.
So how do we develop that discernment? How do we cut through the noise and find those practices that, like, genuinely speak to our souls?
It begins with self-awareness. Take some time for introspection. Mm-hmm. Reflect on your values, your beliefs. What are you actually seeking in this exploration? What are those questions that keep you up at night? What do you hope to gain from this journey?
It's like setting an intention, creating a roadmap.
Precisely. Once you have a clear understanding of what you're looking for, you can filter the information that comes your way. Don't be afraid to question everything. Explore different perspectives, but always come back to that inner compass.
So finding that balance between open-mindedness and a healthy dose of skepticism.
Exactly. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. There's no single right path.
Right.
Only the path that feels authentic and meaningful for you.
That's reassuring. Takes the pressure off. It's okay to explore, to find your own way. Now, what about that other challenge we mentioned, the commodification of spirituality? How do we avoid getting caught up in the hype? buying into something that isn't genuine?
That's such an important question. The key here, I think, is to focus on the inner work. Rather than those external trappings, true spirituality is about cultivating inner peace, compassion, not accumulating crystals or going to expensive retreats just for the sake of it.
So it's about the transformation within, not the stuff you acquire.
Exactly. Be wary of anything that promises quick fixes.
Right.
Or like instant enlightenment.
Yeah.
True spiritual growth takes time. It takes effort. It takes a willingness to face those, you know, shadow parts of ourselves.
Doing the work, not looking for shortcuts.
Precisely. And those most profound spiritual experiences, they're often found in the simplest things. A moment of quiet contemplation, a walk in nature, or even just like a genuine connection with another person.
Appreciating the beauty in everyday life. Those moments of awe we often miss.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about that final challenge. The feeling of isolation that can come with a spiritual journey, even in our hyper-connected world.
Yeah, I think many of us can relate to that. It's easy to feel like you're the only one wrestling with these big existential questions, even when surrounded by people.
You're definitely not alone in feeling that way. And while the internet can offer connection, it's not the same as real face-to-face interaction.
So how do we find those real-life connections? Where do we go to meet like-minded souls who are also on this path?
There are many avenues to explore. Look for local meditation groups, yoga studios, spiritual centers in your community. You might consider book clubs focused on spiritual themes. Even volunteering for a cause you believe in.
Actively seeking out those spaces.
Exactly. And even if you don't find a huge community, one or two genuine connections can make a world of difference.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of simply sharing your experiences with friends and family. Even if they don't share your exact belief, they might surprise you.
Creating those safe spaces for dialogue.
Yeah.
Where we can be vulnerable and share our hopes.
Exactly. We've focused a lot on the challenges.
Right.
But let's not forget the rewards that come with embracing spirituality.
Let's talk about the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those benefits? What do we experience when we engage in this exploration?
Well, as we've discussed, spirituality can lead to greater self-awareness, resilience, inner peace.
Right.
It can help us navigate life's complexities with more grace, compassion. It can connect us to something larger than ourselves, fostering a sense of meaning and purpose that goes beyond the material.
Living a more fulfilling life.
Uh-huh.
For ourselves and for others.
Precisely. And in a world that often feels, you know, fragmented and chaotic, spirituality offers a path towards wholeness. A reminder that we're all part of something much greater.
Before we move on, what practices or insights have been helpful for you in your own journey?
That's a great question. For me, a daily practice of mindfulness and meditation has been essential. It helps me stay grounded, you know, amidst the ups and downs, provides a space for reflection.
Creating that anchor within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stability in the chaos.
Exactly. I also find immense value in connecting with nature, whether it's a walk, gardening, or just sitting under a tree. Nature has a way of calming the mind.
Right.
It reminds me of the interconnectedness of all things.
Finding rituals that nourish your soul.
Precisely. And I think it's important to cultivate curiosity and open-mindedness, be willing to explore different paths, learn from different teachers, challenge your own assumptions along the way.
Approaching this journey with a sense of adventure.
Absolutely. And remember, there's no one-size-fits-all. The most important thing is to find what resonates with you and trust your own inner guidance.
Trusting your inner guidance. That's powerful. We've covered a lot in this part. Exploring practical tips for navigating information overload, avoiding commodification, finding community.
Yes.
And we've discussed those incredible rewards. Greater self-awareness, resilience, inner peace, meaning, purpose. And that inspiration to create positive change. Now, in our final part, we'll circle back to that question from the article. If spirituality is about finding our place, how can we contribute to a more whole and connected world? Stay tuned as we delve into that in the final part of our deep dive. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring spirituality in 2024, and now in this final part, we're tackling that big question from the article. If spirituality is about finding our place, how can we contribute to a more whole and connected world? It feels especially relevant today.
It does, doesn't it? We've talked about personal transformation, finding meaning in our own lives, but there's this growing awareness that true fulfillment also involves contributing to something bigger, recognizing our journeys are connected to this, like tapestry of humanity and the planet.
Realizing we're not just isolated threads, but part of a larger pattern. But how do we translate these principles into actions? Where do we even begin to make a difference?
It starts with awareness. paying attention to the interconnectedness of everything, recognizing our choices, even small ones, have ripple effects. It's about shifting from me to we, expanding our compassion.
Understanding we're all in this together. Our well-being is tied to the well-being of others and the planet.
Exactly. And from that awareness, we can make choices that align with our values. There are so many ways to contribute. Supporting ethical businesses, reducing our footprint, volunteering, donating, speaking out against injustice.
Every action, every choice can be an act of service.
Absolutely. And it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. Making a conscious effort to live by our values. Even small steps matter.
So it's not about guilt, it's about empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing we each have the power to make a difference.
Right. And speaking of action, the article mentioned this intersection of spirituality and social justice. How do you see those two working together for a better world?
It's powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our spiritual values have real-world implications. We can't just meditate on compassion, we have to act on it. And like the article said, we're seeing this in social justice movements globally.
We talked about some examples. Climate justice movements inspired by indigenous wisdom, recognizing the earth's sacredness. Racial justice movements embracing nonviolence and forgiveness, rooted in spiritual teachings.
It's taking those principles off the meditation cushion and into the streets, challenging systems of oppression for a more just world.
And it's not about forcing beliefs on others. It's about dialogue, understanding, collaboration, recognizing our shared humanity, working together for a future that benefits everyone.
Building bridges, not walls. We're all part of one family. As we wrap up our deep dive, what advice would you give someone starting their spiritual journey?
Trust yourself. Trust your intuition, that voice that guides you to what feels true. There's no one right path. It's about self-discovery. Be curious, open-minded, and most importantly, be kind to yourself.
Trust yourself, be kind to yourself, and remember, you're not alone. We've covered so much in this episode of The Deep Dive, exploring spirituality in 2024. From organized religion to personal practices, technology's role, social action's importance, we see spirituality as dynamic and multifaceted.
It shapes how we understand ourselves, our connection to each other, our place in the grand scheme of things. It's about finding meaning, purpose, connection, in this sometimes chaotic world.
And ultimately, it's about using those insights to create a more compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into spirituality in 2024. Until next time, keep seeking, keep exploring, and keep those hearts and minds open.